Good morning, afternoon, evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Pitter Patter Podcast with Eric and Jed. I'm Eric.
I'm Jed. Oh, and this is a place for two overthinkers to get their ideas out, knock them around, and hopefully figure out what to do with them.
That sounds like a pretty cool podcast, Jed.
It is really fun, especially when I say it very
fast. I think Timmy said that he thought that was a recording the first couple times that we did it.
When we did the intro?
Yeah, because I kept saying, that sounds like a pretty cool podcast, Jed, every single time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just perfectly...
perfectly in sync. Well, also, I think for the first, like, six episodes, we were actually going off, like, a script.
Right.
Whereas I think the last four or five, we've just remembered it and said it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I could see how the first couple ones, you're like, oh, maybe they just record this and, like, include, like, patch in this soundbite. But, yeah, here we are at the end of season one.
Yeah, so today I thought it would be cool to just record our sort of brainstorming process, trying to figure out, instead of us thinking about life or random
shoes.
Feelings and stuff like that.
Oh. You went feelings, I went shoes. But yes, you got it.
I think it would be cool to spend this half hour or so reevaluating the podcast.
Yeah.
And what ways that we can refocus it a little bit, or focus it a little bit, and give it a different trajectory going forward.
Yeah.
That we're both excited about.
Yeah, totally.
So before this, we sort of wrote down some things that we think are cool. First off, I think it's good to preface this by, I'm pretty proud of what we made. And especially the consistency part of that, I think is the part I'm most astounded by. He underlined it on his paper.
I wrote it down. We have not planned this.
Yeah. No. This, I think that has been the coolest part of it, and also the excuse to, like, meet up every week. I think I hung out with you more, Jed, than I've ever hung out with you in my entire life.
Yeah, that's true.
And also more than anyone else this summer. And so that was really special. So the consistency part, I was really proud of, basically.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. And ditto. I'm super proud of, like, you know, getting however many weeks, I think this is like week 14 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, which, yeah, honestly, just in and of itself is impressive. I mean, I've had, you know, more projects than I can count where I've, like, started and, like, not got past the first week by doing it just on my own. And then just in lieu of the fact that we're, like, you and I kind of coming together once a week to, like, record and, like, make this happen, and just having that accountability of having the two of us has been really significant and really impactful. Cause it's just, you know, cause then if one guy doesn't really feel like doing it, the other one can be like, yo, like, we got to record this week, and then vice versa. And I feel like that's really contributed to the consistency that we've been able to accomplish in these last, whatever, you know, 2.5 months.
Yeah. I mean, just even speaking to how it started, I thought it just started out with a lot of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that carried through the whole thing. And it has sort of evolved, even though I don't think it's made as much dramatic progress as some of my other projects. I think if you look back on the 14 weeks or so, we've definitely learned a bunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Of yeah,
what
just
works,
been able to
how to make this work with our schedules and stuff like that.
Yeah, and on top of that, like there's like the timing element of just you and I making time to record. But then I think there's also been a pretty significant amount of progress in just the technical approach to creating a good podcast. You know, I feel like we've kind of flushed out the anatomy of what we wanted to do for season one. And now I think we're bringing a lot of good constructive thoughts into what we're thinking about for season two. And that's kind of what the purpose of this exercise that we just did, by writing down a bunch of, you know, thoughts and ideas of, like, okay, this is what we've done, this is what we've accomplished, and we want to keep going, and we want to make it better, obviously. So let's kind of write down some thoughts and ideas and then talk about it.
Cool. So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's start off with maybe what we have liked about what we have done so far and what we want to keep. And, you know, that can either come from the angle of specific episodes or just stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. So basically, the way I wrote down my kind of brainstorming sesh was my two categories are what works and what doesn't work.
Okay.
So just to kind of hit a few highlights on my like what works category, I think the flow has been working really well.
It's very natural.
Yeah, well, because you and I have been friends for a really long time, and we have a pretty easygoing kind of flow way of talking.
Yeah.
And that's reflected not only in our conversations, but also here. Because basically this podcast is just you and me having a conversation. So that's been really good. I think we definitely something that I've been happy with since the beginning and leading up to here to the end of season one is we have no real significant reservations to talk about most topics.
Yep.
We're just kind of willing to hash it out, whatever it is. If it's a funny topic, if it's a serious topic, if it's just like something that we find interesting, I've been really stoked to just be like, yeah, dude, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. Let's kind of run this through our sort of individual mental capacities and see where we wind up. So that part of it's been pretty cool. And then, yeah, kind of the, you know, the B, point B of that specific point is just our candor and our ability to be genuine with each other.
True.
You know, I don't think we're really holding back. And
I mean, like off camera and for the past couple of years, we've known each other for a long time. And we've talked about a lot of stuff that...
Yeah. It's stuff that's important and stuff that's real.
That's
And I think especially in this day and age where media in general is so doctored, is so edited. You know, if you look at YouTube or Instagram or TV or movies or whatever, everything's so edited that it can feel disingenuous. And I think that's something that moving forward in not only in this podcast, but just in projects and in creative endeavors in my life, that candor and ability to be genuine is something that I really want to emphasize and really want to embrace moving forward. So yeah, that was a couple of things that I wrote down. Maybe hit me with a few of your highlights.
No, I really like that. I mean, I just said banter, but that you synthesized that a lot better. I think the ones that have stood out to me as more feeling right, I guess, for me personally at least, are the ones that have some sort of relevance to what's actually happening right now. So like last week we talked about your mom getting married, or when I went to the Bachata Festival and you went to Roatán, or when whatever conflict that we were sorting out, it was cooler for me at least. When they had to do with something that was happening in the last week. And because I think that some of those topics weren't fully formed ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool to explore that in the actual span of the podcast as opposed to before. And not that everything else was planned out, but like something like, when do you think you're going to get married, Jed? Is like, you have a store of thought on that topic already. Whereas like, what have you been dealing with recently is different.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that free flowing nature, say that 10 times fast, definitely echoes and forwards that point of genuineness. But I think, you know, when we talk about stuff that maybe isn't working really well or stuff that needs work moving forward, you could look at the flip side of that, you know, of that sort of free flowing. You can look at that as being maybe a bit of a con because it leads to things being kind of scattered and leads to things being overly tangential as opposed to sticking to a specific narrative.
Or just too abstract.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was cool to get to know us, or, you know, a fun little exercise, but in terms of going forward, I don't think I want it to be like, what's a random thing to talk about this week? I mean, it can be still random, but I don't want the point of it should not be like pulling out of a hat a random thing.
Yeah,
to talk
exactly.
About.
Or just thinking of like, what's the most random thing we could talk about? It's like, right. what do you think about fire trucks?
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily like good listening. I mean, I could talk about how I feel about fire trucks, but I don't think it would be A, particularly interesting, or B, particularly lengthy.
Yeah.
because my host of information that I have on fire trucks is relatively minimal. Yeah, I mean, another reflection that I had, you know, in this sort of like partially pro, partially con thing, you know, what works but also what kind of doesn't work at the same time, is I feel like our format and our structure that we've been working with is pretty good for our listeners who know us personally.
Yeah.
Because they already kind of know how we talk. They already kind of know how we think. So they can sort of follow along with the narrative structure that we use in our approach. But I could see how there could be some confusion for our listeners who don't know us very well. It's kind of like, you know, I think a good metaphor is just like an inside joke.
Right.
In the group of people that you're friends with or social with, there are going to be inside jokes that you guys know, and then people will laugh. But then if there's a group of people that don't really know you or aren't really in your social group, they'll be like, what? Like, why did they say turnips there? Like, that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Or some other inside joke that we might
have. I mean, I think our humor has actually been a pretty good piece of it. And I think it does carry through. But I think maybe some tweaks could be made to the structure or format a little bit to make it be like, all right, when you listen to an episode, it will vaguely look like this. And it's in an understandable way to people who, as you said, don't know us.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah, definitely.
Because people who know us in real life know that we just sort of sit around and talk. Like, we just like, hey, let's grab lunch. And then we just like talk about random stuff. It's like exactly like the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
But that might be a little confusing if you like hit play and it's just like two dudes talking about stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, I think just in the research that I've done in listening to other podcasts, like there are podcasts that do that. Like the Aussie Man Reviews podcast is actually very similar to our kind of format, because it's literally just like him and his friend talking about random stuff. But even then, they have like specific categories that they touch on every week. Whereas like the two podcasts that I've been really stoked about, which would be on the other extreme of what we could but probably won't wind up doing, honestly, is like a hardcore history or like Disgraceland.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of commitment to research that I don't have time for.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you look at those two kind of as extremes, because like hardcore history and Disgraceland are researched to a T and they're scripted to a T, I think. I mean, I think the two guys, you know, Dan Carlin or Josh Brennan? Yeah, Josh Brennan. I think there's some riffing that they do, but I think most of their podcasts individually are scripted. And we haven't been scripted at all this entire season. And I don't think that's what we're going for. But I think the happy medium between those two extremes is just potentially maybe more structure.
Maybe specific categories that get touched on every time.
Yeah, exactly. And that way, there's an element of consistency to what we're bringing to the table. Consistency within the podcast, not consistency of like posting every week.
Yeah. What do you think would be on your what's not working?
I mean, so a little bit of what I was touching on earlier, you know, the kind of free flowing, like we're just kind of figuring this out, is because, again, I think it's a pro and a con. I think it's cool because it's us, but I think it's a con because it can get random and it can get tangential and it's hard for people I think it would run the risk of being hard to track. So that's something that I think we need to kind of focus on and sort of figure out. I mean, honestly, the second bullet point that I wrote down is minimal content that would be attractive to sponsors. and I understand that this is like a passion project where we're at right now. I mean, we're literally just like two friends talking about random stuff, but being two guys who want to like join the workforce and like get paid for the stuff that we do, this is something that we put time and effort into. I think it just would be something that we could become more focused on and orient ourselves towards a little bit more.
Well, to reframe that, I think like big picture, we need to figure out how to make this more relevant to more people.
Totally.
And easier to access and understand. And I personally am not super torn up about whatever scale this is. If it's like 50 people, if it's like 200 people, that's,
you know, 4 million people.
Yeah.
Which is what we get every
week. I don't
week.
Think I'm shooting super high on this, and that's okay with me. I sort of like it. But yeah, just the broader concept of build an audience and other opportunities can open up. Be that sponsors, cool. But if not, like, I think at a more practical level, there are other opportunities that could open up, like people coming onto the podcast to talk about stuff or whatever. And that comes from, one, having an audience, and two, having like sort of more of a focus of what it is.
Yeah.
Which I think brings me to one of my main downsides, I think. The reason why I haven't been as apt to market it quite yet, or like just talk about it more so far, is I personally am not fully sure of what it is yet.
I don't think I am either.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So I think I really want the goal of the next chunk.
Season.
I'm so reserved about saying season.
Dude, I love the buzzwords though, man. It makes it sound legit.
The next season is to get it to a place where if someone asks, what's your podcast about? I don't want it to be like two guys talking about random things. I want it to be like this.
Yeah, a mission statement or like a thesis statement, if you will.
That's a little different than just talking. Like, same thing with the vlog, right? I don't want to make a vlog that's just like documenting my life, because that's a billion people are documenting their lives. I want to be bringing something else to the table or to know what's different about it.
Yeah.
So with this podcast, I think it would be really cool to clear up what it is.
Yeah. And I think that falls pretty neatly into the category of structure. I think it falls neatly into the category of passion, of practicality, other words that start with the letter P, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I think.
Peen.
What?
Penises.
PN, maybe. That could be like on the X-rated version if they ever release that, which I wouldn't keep your hopes up, ladies and gentlemen, but who knows? Maybe we'll just drop a bomb on you one of these days. But yeah, I think just being able to rely a little bit more on a structure and then be able to say, okay, we've talked about this. In conclusion, this is what we think, or this is how we feel, or this is what we want to change. I think just having a conclusion at the end of an episode could be pretty substantial and pretty important.
I think that would really help. Basically my main two things that we've already sort of touched on are, I want to focus it so that I have a idea of what it is. And two, I think that one of the main downsides currently is that there's not a clear momentum or relevance.
Right.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there's not. But I think that's the piece that's sort of missing.
Yeah.
Like, we can, in real life, give our thoughts on what's our favorite toothpaste or whatever, but that's not relevant.
Crest, please sponsor us.
That's not relevant enough, and it's not, like, we are two young adults doing stuff in life, and when we just talk about things that are completely separate from our lives, we could be, you know, in the middle of nowhere, just sitting in a chair, doing nothing. And, you know, like, I want it to have that life momentum involved.
Sure.
In it.
Yeah, totally. And I think we touched on it briefly last week of, like, you and I kind of both being in this position where we're moving on to the next step, we're feeling a little bit stagnant, we're, like, kind of jumping into that next stage of our lives. And I think as a narrative catalyst, it would be beneficial to the podcast for us to be just sort of accomplishing and pursuing our goals and dreams more so.
Yeah, totally. Which is what comes to my ideas about possible solutions or changes.
Ooh, I didn't write down any of those. I was just writing down what works and what doesn't work.
I've been thinking about it a while, and I think I have some ideas. So one thing we touched on last time we talked was, my main reservation is I don't want to put pressure on you. So
pressure me, bro.
But the
that sounded wrong. That was one of those things where I'm like, I'm going to say it. I was like, does that sound wrong? It doesn't sound wrong in my head, but then when you say it out loud, you're like, ooh, that sounds a little wrong. Moving on.
But like, going forward, I'm about to go to Davis today to live there more often and doing a whole bunch of stuff, propelling the videography thing to the next level and making it more like a business and more just growing the opportunities in the best way I can. And you have some like inklings of wanting to take your art stuff to the next level.
Yeah.
And it's getting to a place where you're excited about it and like you're feeling like it's profitable.
Or has the potential to be, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that my business growing, not the money, but like the thought process of making my business work better is going to be a bigger and bigger part of my life in the next year. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be really cool to talk about that in tandem with whatever you're doing to grow something on your end. I think that that would be really cool. Which got me to the idea of, I think the random talking about stuff, like bouncing things, I don't want this to be like the entrepreneur podcast, you know, like, because I'm not there, you're not there. I don't really care. I care about making the most of your opportunities, but I don't care about like the money.
Like you're not trying to be Bill Gates or.
No, I'm not.
Warren Buffett? Yeah, Warren Buffett. I forgot his last name for some reason.
So.
But yeah, but we're both trying to accomplish stuff.
I think the accomplish thing would be something to talk about, but I think we should still keep the, like, what are you feeling? What are you, you know, that type of stuff. And even openness to talk about something maybe a little more abstract.
Yeah.
So my thought was, instead of starting it every episode off with, like, what did you do this week? Or like, what's going on? How are you feeling? I think especially the what are you feeling leads to just random topic for the week.
Sure.
I think it would be cool to every week there is some sort of expectation that something has gotten done.
Oh, yeah. Like from week to week. Yeah.
Related to what the business side or whatever.
Yeah, related to what I'm pursuing or related to what you're pursuing.
And so it's like, what, instead of starting, like, start off every episode with, like, this was going on with businessy stuff, and this is a challenge that whatever, and this is sort of what I've been thinking about or figuring out, and then you do the same, and we sort of bounce off. And then we can talk about, after that, either something related to that, or more like inner life in general.
Yeah, totally. I think that, if I may really quickly, I think that coincides well actually with one of the points that I wrote down with what's working. And what I wrote down was, you and I are in a sort of millennial age group, and we're both kind of figuring stuff out right now. And I feel like a lot of the media that I consume and a lot of the stuff that I watch has to do with people who have already done it.
Yes.
As opposed to people who are doing it.
Yes.
And I think there's a niche for that. Because you and I are not completely bereft of accomplishment. We do a lot of stuff. You know, we release this podcast every week, and you make videos, and I do paintings, and, like, you know, I work at a restaurant. Like, we're doing stuff, but we're not necessarily in the position of saying, like, I figured this out. I've got this down. And I think that's actually something that's marketable for our listeners who also happen to be in our age group. Because it's like, look, y'all, we're just trying to figure this out. These are the steps that we're taking, and this is what we're trying to do.
Totally. Yeah. I need to write down, as an accomplishment for next week, I need to learn what bereft means.
Bereft. Bereft, like, it's like you don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I got that from context, but I was like, bereft. Yeah. You need to know what that means.
I've heard that. I heard that in a book. I just don't remember what book it was. Somebody said bereft of accomplishment, and I was like, ooh, that is a sexy way of saying that.
I think in terms of the expectation of doing something, I think it would be, whatever the steps are, I think they should be actionable steps.
Sure.
So not like, I want to grow my art business. You know, like that's not specific enough. That's not whatever. But like, do this with the Instagram, like set up the Instagram in this way to do something is an actionable step. That will be really cool. And it is doable in a week.
Yeah.
To see, like, check in next week and see what happens. Because, again, here's the part where I have a question for you. It's one thing to have the expectation about doing something and talk about that and have it this sort of unstructured thing, which is fine. How structured do you want it? Because it could actually get to, like, what could be cool is if this became sort of like a personal accountability thing. And I'm not talking like where I shame you if you don't do it. I'm talking about like me personally.
Right.
Like if I was like, all right, I need to reach out to these people, it would be sort of cool to have this be a place where I talk about it. Like in the next week, I want to do, you know,
send out like 100 emails or, sure, you know, or 20 like, emails or something like that
in this particular space and figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, if I have done nothing with that, it's like, okay, I do need to check in and like actually make that happen. It's sort of like
a goals / accountability, right. Aspect.
It's like a personal journal of like the goals and then making it happen, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Or not making it happen, which is fine. But having that be marked down is like...
Yeah, no, I definitely think that could be a pretty substantial part of it. And then just, you know, inviting you guys, the listeners, just to be sort of on along for the ride for this, you know, specific part of our journey, and then maybe provide some opportunities for you guys to share things that you're doing with your lives or
right.
stuff that you're trying to accomplish or goals or aspirations that you're trying to reach. I think that has a lot of marketability. And there's a lot of personalities that I follow in online media that do a version of that, and it's really heartening. You know, like Day9, one of the streamers that I follow really regularly, has had multiple times where he said on his platforms, you know, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, whatever, like, let me know what you guys are doing. I want to hear about it. And then when somebody does something, they follow through, they accomplish something, he'll shout them out. And that's really affirming because
yeah,
it totally. Can feel kind of listless if you're like doing all these things and trying to accomplish all this stuff, but you don't have any positive feedback.
Yeah, totally. And even spinning off of that, this potentially opens up opportunities, like not networking.
Barf.
But like,
LinkedIn.
For instance, if we're like, oh, I need someone, I have no idea how LinkedIn works, right?
Sure.
Potentially someone who is listening that does know a whole bunch about LinkedIn can be connected. Like there can be a connection through the podcast that then I can learn from. And then we can talk about that next week. Or on the flip side, like there could be someone who's looking for art or videography that, you know, like
just being able to pass.
It connects people and opportunities can open up
and
it can be cool to document that on in this public way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that's so cool about being on, you know, having access to the internet in this day and age, is the interconnectivity of information and of skills and of just people in general is as intense as it has ever been. You can learn skills that you would never imagine learning. You can talk to people that you would never imagine talking to. You can figure things out that you could have never figured out before because there's so much information and there's so much data available. And I think that's what we, in our own individual lanes, are trying to kind of lean into, if that
and
makes sense.
And it's fast and it's quick and it and fast enough and quick enough that, like, I don't know, stuff is happening every single week. So I feel like it would be cool to add that momentum and relevance to the podcast week by week. Absolutely. Again, like, I don't think it's like, what did you accomplish this week? I don't think that that should be the entire podcast. But I think instead of starting it off with like, how are you feeling today, Jed? It could be cool to be like, what, that thing that we talked about last week about like making that happen, did that happen? If not, like, oh, like, what was unexpected that, yeah, what was the unexpected roadblock, or what are some ways that we can get around that roadblock, or, you know, talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think this has been a lot of good stuff. I am so glad for you guys to be listening.
That's, yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense. I think so. Yeah, going forward, we talked about categories and relevance and momentum. I think it's a given that we're going to keep the flow and open and genuine and funny and, you know, open to talk about whatever thing.
Totally.
But I think going forward, there might be a little bit more structure and talking about categories, things that we're accomplishing. There might be even some goals or challenges thrown in there that keep it like week by week.
Sure.
Cool to check in.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh. Yeah, I don't know. And that will probably give us a better idea of what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think in summation, I mean, we've got a lot of good stuff out. We've sort of got a broad kind of vague game plan. So I think kind of what we're going to focus on in these next couple weeks is sort of narrowing that down a little bit. And then when we hit episode one of season two, we're probably going to break that down for y'all a little bit and maybe break down the our platform, our approach, yada, 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 just to give y'all a little bit more specificity. And then we'll hit the ground running. I'm excited. Yes. Eric just wrote break on his paper with a question mark. And I think that means, like, are we ending, or like, are we taking a break? Oh, we're taking a break. Got it. Sorry. There were many ways for me to interpret that. And then So yes, what Eric is alluding to is we talked after we recorded last week's episode is we're probably going to take 2 to 3 weeks off.
I think we should say two.
2 weeks.
We talked last week. We want to take a break would be good, but not like a break indefinitely, because then it'll be like February and we'll come back and be like, hey,
people be like, these guys still
exist.
We
are old.
I've had 3 children in the meantime. Yeah, totally.
So 2 weeks is like a good marker of like reevaluating, I think, and stuff will have happened for me in the next 2 weeks. You can make stuff happen, and we can sort of experiment with this platform, this idea of making stuff happen.
Absolutely. So yeah, just to give you all a quick timeline. So that means this episode is going to be released on October the 2nd.
Okay.
Because we recorded the 25th episode a couple days ago. So that means we will be bringing back season 2, episode 1 of the Pitter Patter Podcast with Eric and Jed on October the 23rd.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I think it'll be cool. And yeah, I don't know. Thanks for listening for the last 14 or so. I mean, the fact that we hit upload and like people pop up like immediately, like click listen. Yeah, that's pretty dope. Even if, you know, however many it is, it's pretty dope and is very flattering. Thanks for hanging out. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the support. And yeah, these past whatever weeks have been, it's been a little project that I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, me too. Likewise.
Yeah. Excited to see what it is going forward.
All right, guys, we will catch you back on October the 23rd. Be looking out. It's going to get real. Bye.
Bereft.
What? Bereft.
See ya.
That's the end. Okay, bye.